Parler, your premier uncancelable free speech platform, is back. Big tech tried to limit you to their mediocre social platforms, and they failed. Go to Parler.com or download the app and join the uncensored conversation. Parler, speak freely.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, Joe, I got to make an announcement before we get back, and that is this coming Sunday, Doers of the Word Church, there will be at 4:30, there's going to be a film. It's going to be a very, very interesting film, and that's all I can tell you about it right now. And that's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and then at 6:30, or at 6 o'clock, the evening service. So the morning we start at 8:30 now with an in-depth with prayer and worship, and then at 9 o'clock we go into an in-depth Bible study, and then at 11:15 we have the morning service, and then at 4:30 there'll be the film, and then at 6 the evening service. And so that's the Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And the phone number is 440-338-1367 if you want more information. Or if you go to our website, WRWL.org, all that information is up there. If you go to the website, if you don't have a computer, just give us a call. And so, Joe, I want you to go ahead and finish what you were talking about, because I remember what you're saying. But then afterwards, we're going to play a piece by Dr. David Martin, and they're going to go after Fauci and these others for murder. And you'll listen to this piece, but go ahead and finish what you were saying, Joe.
Oh, it was just how foolish the world is. This lady wrote this book, Sex and a Single Girl, where women could have it all, career, sex with the boss, you know, basically even married women could have sex, all kinds of things. And it was her husband's idea. He coached her, gave her a lot of the stuff, kind of backed, but it was basically this man came up with this idea, and what, because it'd be a lot more women available for sex under this new freedom of sexuality, instead of a faithful wife, the amount of women available for sex would be tripled. And it was one of the biggest cons in the world, and it came out maybe 30 years later, the true story, but of course the truth didn't get any attention. They just kept promoting the idea of feminism. And the same kind of thing with the Great Society that was going to come, remember that? And that's been a dismal failure, but we'll talk about that if there's time. But the people, these things, these cons, the people have fallen for so many false narratives, so many cons, and every time that just drags America further, further away from God, more into sin, and instead of being more prosperous, look where we're headed. We're certainly not more prosperous than we were, are we?
Well, we're exactly where God's Word, the Bible, says we would be. Everything is, as you might say, falling into place.
What?
Exactly. Now, and so people will say to me, well, if that's the case, then why resist it? Well, because God's Word, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, tells us that we are to resist unto blood. In other words, he's telling you this is a time for us to show God what we're made of, and to run to this battle. He says, who will fight on the Lord's side? This is our time. He said, look, here's your opportunity. You want to get to heaven? You're saved. You want to rule in heaven over the angels and that? You want to have crowns, many crowns? You know. So, in other words, he's telling you, when you get to heaven, it's good to just get there. Make sure, because it's better than the other place. But you don't really want to go in as a private E1 for all of eternity, do you, Joe?
Well, you don't get medals unless you go into combat. You can't win a medal if you never have a conflict. And
absolutely,
this is our time to be Christian soldiers. And like you said, everything that the Lord Jesus said is an active verb. We've gone over that, all that list of the verbs, and that even that fight unto death, that's a pretty active verb.
All right, I'm going to give you some good news. There's good news and bad news. Here's the good news.
All right.
Major gas station chain announces significantly reduced gasoline prices for 1 week.
Week, yeah.
A major convenience store changed Monday that it will sell 2 gallons or will sell 2 gasoline blends below $4 a gallon through the 4th of July weekend. Now,
right.
Here's the problem.
Thing feel good, but in the long run, it won't do squat.
Right. Now, listen to this. Effective immediately, Sheetz, a major mid-Atlantic restaurant and convenience chain, will reduce paying at the pump for consumers by reducing the price of fuel to $3.99 a gallon and for unleaded and $3.49 for E85. The company said
that 15% alcohol.
Yeah.
Gasohol, yeah.
Now, that's the good news. The bad news is I just filled my tank. And and so now I see this, and I just paid $4.94. I just paid $4.94. So.
Well, we don't have anything like that out here in the Ozark Hills, so we don't worry about things like that.
No.
Not going to happen to us.
Nope. You got to make sure the old mule gets fed and you're okay.
Well, see, I have a gas station here on the farm. I have my own gas tank.
Oh, that's right. So it all depends on when you buy it.
I buy it when I want to.
Well, you need to buy it when the price is low, shouldn't you?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And that's why a lot of people out here have more than one gas tank.
Let's find out what Dr. David Martin, what his plans are for.
See what he's up to.
Oh, take it away.
Well, we've seen this pattern play out over and over by now. Somebody goes into the hospital with a moderately severe case of symptoms, and using a failed test, they get diagnosed with COVID. So then immediately they get put onto this protocol. They get pumped full of remdesivir, their organs immediately start to fail, and then they get stuck on a ventilator and they die. Well, this isn't surprising, because organ failure is a known side effect of remdesivir. It's an enormously damaging drug, which is why it was only meant for incredibly deadly viruses like Ebola. But it didn't even work against that disease and didn't make it all the way through its trial in Africa after virtually everyone that got it died. Remdesivir is literally a failed drug repurposed for COVID to make pharma companies a boatload of money. It's never worked. Meanwhile, all along, we had the dirt cheap alternative drug of hydroxychloroquine. Even if that drug did nothing at all and was just a placebo, it would already be better than remdesivir because it doesn't actively kill the people that are taking it. But there's actually evidence that hydroxychloroquine did work. The NIH knew it, and they ignored it to kill people with remdesivir anyways. Dr. David Martin has been talking a whole lot about this. He's been on this show to discuss COVID many times, and he joins us again now. So they knew that this was going to kill people. You've been out on this, Dr. Artis, this program, and they deployed it anyways, making it intentional murder.
Yeah, Stu, and it's fascinating. This story is fascinating for a whole bunch of reasons. Not only, as you pointed out, 53% of the patients in the Ebola trial in Africa died on remdesivir, and it was so deadly that they actually pulled remdesivir out of consideration for Ebola, because it turns out that even in patients which were considered to be, you know, subject to what was considered to be low doses, low loads of the virus, remdesivir was effective at killing people with a lot of Ebola and not much Ebola. It was an equal opportunity killer. And so, ironically, it was so deadly that it was removed from the entire protocol in Africa, which is, by the way, a high bar. We do a lot of clinical trials in Africa in Western drug companies killing Africans. That's a long, proud tradition of pharmaceutical companies. So when it's too unethical because it's killing too many Africans, that's a pretty high bar. But what was fascinating, Stu, was not only did they know that, but what was more insidious is in the liver toxicity studies that were done on remdesivir, ironically, what they gave patients to recover from remdesivir and COVID in the studies for remdesivir was hydroxychloroquine. They actually delivered hydroxychloroquine to patients who were suffering from COVID and dying from remdesivir, and hydroxychloroquine actually got them out of near-death experiences. So this is worse than a comedy of errors. This is, as you said, premeditated murder. And the murderer is very clearly Anthony Fauci and Ralph Baric. They knew when they proposed remdesivir for COVID, they knew that 53% of the patients that took that drug died.
And not only that, And then they deployed it anyways.
Yeah.
And then they made it the mandatory treatment for hospitals to receive federal money.
That's
in this
correct.
Murder for money, cash for killing racket. But then they made it virtually impossible. They all but criminalized the use of hydroxychloroquine.
Right. Even though their own liver tox data. I mean, this is not an anecdote. This is the National Library of Medicine. This is the National Institutes of Health own studies. And Stu, I showed you the reference to this. It's mind blowing that you actually have a patient. In this particular case, the case study that they actually reported was an HIV patient. So this is a person who's already immunocompromised. They inject with remdesivir. This individual patient goes into horrific side effects, near death, and the only way out is a hydroxychloroquine protocol. And 8 days later, patient's out of the hospital, perfectly fine. Almost killed by remdesivir, saved by hydroxychloroquine, and this is their own data. And you just sit back and say, well, hold on a second. EIDD, you know, the drug, you know, moniker that was the way we hid remdesivir. So if you go back and you look at all the different different corporate nuances in terms of how they name this thing, one of the challenges for a lot of people is if you look up remdesivir or Veculary or whatever they call it now, if you actually go and try to look for that drug's toxicity, you're not going to find it because Gilead Sciences, the company that makes the drug, and Ralph Baric, the guy at UNC Chapel Hill with Anthony Fauci who invented the drug, use codes where if you go back and look at the codes on this compound, you find out that this killed primates, it killed people, it killed a lot of people. So every step they took was premeditated and was willful, reckless homicide at the best and premeditated murder for hire at worst.
And we know this. We've been out, like I referenced early on this, Dr. Artis, you yourself, the studies are there. If you go and look, it's easy to find. So short answer, is there a chance that the mainstream media just missed this?
No, as a matter of fact, it gets worse, Stu. I sent you a reference, Forbes of all places, mainstream media Forbes, where you don't expect to have, you know, necessarily the highest level of integrity. Forbes wrote an article stating how ironic and crazy it was. They were wrapping their heads around trying to figure out why a $2,600 dosed drug that was known not to work. And by the way, they referenced a lot of the studies, including the British medical journals. They referenced the studies out of the United States labs. They referenced Gilead Sciences' own labs. These studies showed that remdesivir does not work, was forced on American consumers so that they could be killed, and was forced on them so that Tony Fauci and Ralph Baric could be enriched. That is the only justification. And even Forbes, in late 2021, published an article going, we can't understand why this is happening. So mainstream media even got it.
Although it's difficult to prove that they got it and didn't report on it. Sure, they can deny that. But if you can prove it, I think that these people should be sitting right next to Tony Fauci and Ralph Baric in a criminal trial.
No question. No question. This is a situation where every single person in the entire chain of custody of this story knew that they were promoting a deadly device to kill people. That's the reason why they were doing it. And they knew they were doing it to enrich themselves. This is old school organized crime. And I've said this from the beginning. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is actually conspiratorial criminal activity. It's people premeditating the death and destruction of Americans. It is domestic terrorism and it's murder.
So with that being said, and we know this, you have been working hard on actually following up to deliver justice with
That's
this,
correct.
And you're looking for very specific profiles of people to bring to local DAs.
Yeah, so the great news is we have started at prosecutenow.com. We have started a data collection for a very, very specific victim. And the reason we need this is because there is an important requirement to make sure that insofar as we prosecute these crimes, we have the best crime to prosecute. Like everything else, every crime is horrible. But to make a really good prosecution, you need a very particular profile. And so what we're looking for, Stu, and the great news is we've already found a couple, which is great. We know there are more. But what we are looking for is we are looking for patients who were injected with at least one or two of the mRNA shots, either the Moderna or the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. And then within 14 days of the second injection or any time after the first injection, were hospitalized, given remdesivir, and then died. Those particular cases are the ones that we can take to DAs and to sheriffs and to prosecutors. And the great news, Stu, is we have a number of prosecutors who are now willing to take the case.
That was going
to
be my question.
Need.
Yeah.
Yes.
It seems
what we need is we need the patients. So what we need are family members, friends, colleagues. If you know a person who had this happen, what we need is that information at prosecutenow.com. We are in the process of matching the actual victim of the crime to the venues where the prosecutors are willing to take this case. The great news, Stu, is after now, how many months have I been looking for this? I mean, at least the last 14 months, I've been looking for this particular profile. And the great news is we have finally now enlisted district attorneys and prosecutors, and we have sheriffs in a lot of counties around the country who are willing to take this up. All we need now is the public to come forward with the anecdotes and the stories that they know. And once again, the profile is really simple. Shot with the mRNA and treated with remdesivir. And the reason, Stu, why that's important is because Ralph Baric has his finger on both guns. Anthony Fauci has his finger on both guns. We want a court to have both opportunities to pursue them because they knew that they were delivering a scheduled biological toxin. That's what the mRNA is. And they knew that they were going to treat the effect of that biological toxin with a known deadly substance.
Which
those two things need to come together so that we can get the prosecutors to take action.
Yeah.
We are moments away. It is a phone call, Stu. There is a listener who knows the case that is going to be the case that tips this over. And we will, in fact, get the prosecution going the minute that happens.
Yeah. They knew. We said it, which makes my AFPAC 3 speech and the question that I posed there in front of thousands of people a whole lot less hyperbolic. Why is Tony Fauci still walking around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? And if he is indicted and tried, there's no question that that's the justice that should be delivered.
And that's exactly right. This is capital crimes. In this country, it's capital crimes. Now, where you stand on that issue, and I know that this is a topic that we can get people wrapped up around the flagpole about, but let me be really clear on the fact. When you have decided, willfully decided for financial gain to murder Americans, you've actually crossed a line. And that line can't be uncrossed. That's not an oops. That is not in the name of science. That is not in the name of free inquiry. That is premeditated murder. That's what it is. And we are going to pursue that.
Yeah. There's only one person that should be wrapped around a flagpole. So Dr. David Martin, go to prosecutenow.com, prosecutenow.com. It's a very specific case that Dr. David Martin is looking for. And the only shortcoming that we had before was who's the DA that's going to prosecute this? Who's the sheriff that's going to investigate this?
Now we have a bunch of those. Now we need the cases.
Perfect. Prosecutenow.com. Again, prosecutenow.com. Dr. David Martin, thank you so much for your dedication and for being here with us today.
You bet. Thanks, Steve.
Of course, anytime. Well, if the FDA just weeks ago approved this bioweapon, dangerous and deadly injection for toddlers as young as 6 months old, then why were they getting it last fall? Dr. Jane Ruby has uncovered some horrific facts about that. Plus, last week we talked about...
Okay. Alrighty, we're back. Okay, I wanted to say this. This may be a little bit more good news. Okay, here, Joe, you know what the Dems are, right? the underground war. You understand about... We've talked about it before, where there was a movie made that fellow that played, he's the guy that played in The Passion of the Christ. He's
okay.
The one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't think of his name.
No, Mel Gibson, he produced the film. Some people
right.
just said Mel.
The actor.
Yeah, the actor was, he's in this other movie that's out now. And they show you where they go into these dumps, these underground tunnels that the Democrats have been using to, you know, have children, whether they're pedophilia, where they all these children that are missing, hundreds and millions are missing over the years, where they keep them down there for their pedophilia. And the White Hats have been going in, and in that movie they show you how they go in, and they set these people free, and then they take the Democrats into custody. Well, anyhow, and of course, you're not going to hear much about that on the mainstream news because so many of them, the Democratic Communist Party is filth. It's ripe with pedophilia, folks. But anyhow, what else they found down there besides the children is they've been finding food in these tunnels, stocked with a lot of food, a lot of food. And so as the Democrats are trying to bring on the food shortage here, they've got these foods in these dumps. So now the White Hats know where to go and where to look. And as the Democrats, you know, you've got Bill Gates buying up all the farmland, the Chinese Communist Party buying up the farmland. And now, Amazon buying up the farmland. Then... And the idea is to control the food. They'll have the food, and then they control the food, they control the people. But that may not be the case now. So we'll just keep that in prayer, folks.
Definitely. I want to add to that clip. We did a story back in 2015 October, November, somewhere in there. And it was about drug use. And we talked about how many million Americans were using illegal drugs, had a drinking problem. And according to the CDC at that time, 11% of all Americans, 12 and older, were taking antidepressants. Now, it's interesting because we pointed out that every antidepressant of any dose from any manufacturer sold in America had a little black box warning label from the FDA warning suicidal, meaning you may want to kill yourself. So here we are giving a drug that may make you want to kill yourself to people who are depressed. And I remember at the time I thought, boy, does this sound really weird. A drug that can bring on suicidal tendencies. We're giving these drugs to treat people who are already depressed. And then we looked at how many people in this country, and I can't find that backup story, but the number of suicides has been going up and up and up in America. The more drugs we give people, the more antidepressants we give people, the more suicides, the more death. And thinking back in 2015, in one year there were 260 million prescriptions for antidepressants in America, and at the time there were only 320 million people in the population, and we were even giving these drugs to pregnant women. I thought, now, that just tied in with what he's saying about dealing death with drugs, giving drugs that cause suicidal tendencies to people who are already emotionally depressed and unstable, and then we wonder why there's so many suicides. And the beat goes on, doesn't it? Same story, a little different venue, but same thing, get rid of the people.
Yeah, well, I don't wonder why, Joe. I've been talking about this world depopulation since the 1980s. I've been telling...
Right,
talking...
I realize, but I made the comment so the listeners could kind of think it over. I mean, we keep bringing things like this up, but the media will never touch stories like this, the warning labels on the bad drugs. And even the church was very guilty because too many pastors, somebody'd come in for counseling instead of dealing with problems. Oh, go see your doctor and get a, you know, an antidepressant. You'll feel better and it'll just calm you down and, you know, there won't be a problem anymore. Instead of really having to deal with real life and real problems and going to Scripture and trying to use, you know, God's Word and faith. And I saw this all the time. Pastors were running to the, you know, sending people to the doctors.
Well, again, they were conformed to the world, and you have...
Right, instead of this, you know, the opposite.
Again, you know, the reason people say, well, why, you know, why aren't the pastors bold? Why aren't the pastors standing out? Why aren't the pastors leading their people? Well, we want to say praise the good Lord for those that are. I know, you know, you and I know a number of them that are. UBF pastors, we see them, you know, standing their ground. But and they're saved. I haven't come across one yet that I could tell you that I would say that I think that person's unsaved. The vast majority in the pulpit today are simply not saved. They're simply not saved, you know. And how do you know? Well,
Barna figured that out. He did that big survey where he looked at thousands of pastors, and he found that 49% of those he surveyed, several thousand, did not accept two or more of the five basic tenets of the Christian faith. Well, if you don't believe in two or more of the five basic tenets, you're not a believer, let alone a pastor.
Right. And so...
So we know they're not born-again believers. They're not even Christian, but they're in the pulpits.
Right, exactly. And this is why, you know, again, you know, if we had a media, a mainstream media that was truthful, that was honest, legitimate, truthful, you know, you and I would have to do is keep preaching the gospel, witnessing to people, and we wouldn't have to bring all of the warnings that we have to bring to them by exposing the corruption. But they're not. The mainstream media is simply a part of the Democratic Communist Collective, and they will betray you. They will betray their own people. They will betray people to death. If they're given whatever the orders they're giving, you know, from the collective, they will, you know, they call it, remember, they call it a narrative. And in other words, they are literally, they are contracted to lie. They are contracted to lie. That's the reality. See, if I go and I know that some of these people in the mainstream media, and one-on-one, if you're talking to them, they'll say, of course, yeah, you're right. Well, you know it, I know it, but I can't say that. If I said that on the air, I'd be fired in a heartbeat, okay? And so, but we know it, right? And people that are smart do know it. Okay.
I was looking at something else that I wanted to, if I could get in real quick. The liberals always talk about how compassionate, how caring, how, you know, blah, blah, blah. Not too long ago was the 50th anniversary of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, right? And started about, what, 1964. We've spent $22 trillion on the Great Society, on the welfare, and the poverty rate has remained almost unchanged in the last 50 years. After $22 million spent, we have just as many people on poverty as we did. But when they launched Medicare back in 65, we were told that Medicare would be about $12 billion by 1990. Well, it was way over $110 billion. Last year, Medicare hit $875 billion. You look at Medicaid, you look at all the stuff that the government's put out, more and more people are getting some form of government care, and now Medicaid, one quarter of the American population, that's one in every four Americans, gets this, some of these programs, either Medicaid or CHIP, that children's health, and we're now up to about $700 billion, and we still have all the poor people being the same as they were when they started the Great Society. So all that money has gone down the drain, enriched politicians, enriched certain unethical businesses and businessmen, pharmaceutical companies, but not one bit of progress on solving poverty or changing America for the better. You've been duped, people. It's all a big lie. They make all these promises. They take your money. They get rich. You get poor. And nothing ever changes until you wake up and realize that you're being lied to, you're being had, you're being cheated. And I think that covers it.
All right, here's some lightning round just headlines. Now, this was on June 22nd, 1 week ago. Missouri Attorney General files a landmark lawsuit against Biden for colluding with big tech. Evidence from the Gateway Pundit plays a major role in the case. Totally overlooked by the mainstream press is the beginning of May 2022. Missouri General AG Eric Schmidt's office filed a landmark lawsuit against the Biden regime. Then, just last week, Attorney General Schmidt landed a big blow against Biden, filing a motion to prohibit the censorship conspiracy immediately. Now, I want to jump forward to today. Okay?
Today,
yeah, 1 week. Now, this is on the same article, same subject today. Update. Explosive whistleblower documents support Missouri AG and Gateway Pundit's lawsuit against Biden regime's conspiring with big tech to censor free speech. Again, here you go. He goes on. Then last week, Attorney General Schmidt landed a big blow against Biden by filing a motion to prohibit the censorship conspiracy immediately. He goes on, the suit brought forward in coordination with Louisiana Attorney General's office was filed in the United States District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. In the suit, Missouri Attorney General Schmidt pounds away on the Biden regime for both conspiring with and also compelling big tech social media companies to censor millions of Americans on their social media accounts through governmentally created social media censorship program. There you go, folks. Who, again, we've known this all along, and these are communists. And they've got Biden has got the entire cooperation. They're thick ass thieves, and they are thieves of the mainstream media. From the COVID-19 patients, pandemic, actual origins of Wuhan, China, to the masking of America, to the COVID-19 vaccine, to half the country's concern about election fraud in the 2020 election, to the Hunter Biden laptop disfavored positions Americans posted on social media, have been met with outrageous censorship. And he goes on talking about sudden account terminations, account suspensions, Joe, imposing warnings or strikes against accounts to chill future speech. Well, you know, they've come after us, shadow banning. They've come after us and all of these demonizing content. They took me off of, I got taken down off YouTube. The demonizing content, adjusting algorithms to suppress or de-emphasize speakers or messages, promoting or demoting content, placing warning labels on content, claiming that these articles are false, okay?
Yeah, I've wondered for a long time why somebody didn't just take this stuff to court. We're really proud of our attorney general out here in Missouri, and I think he's running for a higher office, and I think a lot of us wish he'd stay in his attorney general because he's been so good for Missouri and the country. But I think if he's in the Senate, he will be a real pain in Biden's side.
Well, there's on speaking of that, the good news is that, and I have an article here, it looks like Mark Zuckerberg's, Facebook is about to go bankrupt, according to the article here.
I saw something like that. Yeah, I wondered.
Because of the censorship, because of the very censorship that they had. So he's self-destructed. Here you go. Here's the article. Facebook bankruptcy as millions flee platform due to censorship. Facebook is hemorrhaging billions of dollars every single day and losing millions of users due to its overt censorship practices, according to a new report. And this is, he goes, mentally, former known as Facebook, lost a whopping $232 billion, the biggest effort suffered by a U.S. company in a 24-hour period. By the end of April, it had lost another fifth of its value. There you go.
At least don't have stock in that one.
Okay, yeah. We better open the phone lines and take some calls. Phone lines are now open, and so at 888-677-9673.
Well, before the first call, I want to read one headline.
You can't do it because we're right up against the break. Hang tight. We'll get right after. Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
All right, folks, believe me, that's one thing you don't want to happen to you. You don't want to run out of tomorrows today if you're unsaved. Go ahead, Joe, and very quickly.
Oh, just a quick headline. Biden just got done signing a 5-year contract to house migrant kids at a former North Carolina school. And there were about 14,000 migrant children encountered in May alone, and he's spending a huge amount of money to lease this big abandoned school in Greensboro, North Carolina. And they're just pushing potentially thousands of these children will be detained at what they're going to call the American Hebrew Academy campus until they can figure out what to do with them.
Well, they know what they want to do with them. And, again, see, we keep trying to warn people, and people can't wrap their brains around it because it's so horrible. The entire Democratic Party, again, they're flush with pedophiles. They want to have access to children, folks, and not for good reasons, believe me. Okay, let's go to take Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah. The Sergeant Reports podcast, episode 317, a guy has a book, What Now?, where he gives, it's 250 pages, he says, it gives remedies for, trying to detox from the shots. But within his discussion with the sergeant, he explained a couple of things that were interesting. One was the PEG, which is the polyethyl glycate, which gives people anaphylactic shock potentially, which is in the so-called vaccines. And that's similar to the effect if someone gets stung by like 15 bees and they go into shock. That actually happened to an aunt of mine. But he said what that does, it operates as an encasement so the body can't identify the poisons and get otherwise they would within the shot. So it encloses it. So that's why that's in there and, you know, keeps the stuff from breaking up before the body and having the body get rid of it right away, which it would otherwise do. So that explains what that's doing in there. Another thing was the graphene oxide. He said that's made by a Chinese company, named the company. He said that he wouldn't get anything, even Novocaine from a dentist at this point. He said he wouldn't get any injectables. He thinks they're putting it in everything. But he said that operates as like a base for liquid crystals to connect people to the internet so they can go skull to skull to skull and keep track of people. But one of the things he suggested, ivermectin for people that took the vaccine is number one thing to take to counteract it. And the two supplements that aren't as ballyhooed that he mentioned was one, monolaurin, which is derived from coconut, combined with vitamin C, or bromelain, which is derived from pineapple. That's bromelain combined with vitamin C to help get rid of the blood clots, number one, and get rid of the actual, graphene oxide, you know, so that was well worth listening to. The next episode, 318, one notable thing was this woman said that the Chinese have satellite views of all the quadrants of America, and they have every single house earmarked for people to move in to live in. So that seems to be that, like, the shot may be working or the other stuff they're poisoning in with the fentanyl.
I hear you. There's there again out there the chatter, and I know it's a lot of people. That couldn't possibly be, but you know. Remember, we never thought it could get like this and how rapidly the Communist Party is moving. Here again, there's a lot of chatter out there, and some of those that are talking about believe that come the 1st of November, and this comes directly from the speeches were made and taped by a high-ranking Chinese military, that they're going to threaten to invade the United States and that the idea that Biden and Austin and Milley will just surrender. They will say, we cannot win a war with China. We'll just have to surrender and abide by whatever their demands are. That is what's being said out there. Now, you know, again, and that's been said, that's been verified, but as far as is, are they really going to do it? I mean, can they risk it? We got 300 million people with guns. Got to move on, though, Cliff. Let's go to Dan and Erie.
Hello, Pastor. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Last, I forget when it was, in May, I think it was sometime in May, I came up to your fellowship from Erie, Pennsylvania, on Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, and I seen 2,000 mules. And was that ever an eye-opener? I tell you. And when you offered that $60 in May to make a pledge for $60, and you get a DVD, I'm looking forward to showing it to my friends and people in church, but I haven't got the DVD yet.
All right, and guess what? They just shipped out the last batch of over 200. Just went out today. And so, but here's what you do. Just to make sure, call the office. Do you have the number at the office?
Yeah, I have the church number.
Okay, and leave your number. Leave your name and number, and so that they can verify that it's been sent, and they'll give you a call. See, what happened was we just got another shipment in. The shipments was held up. You know, the first shipment we got right away. It went out. Then the second shipment took us a month to get it. Instead of 4 days, it took us a month. And so...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Pastor.
And so we just got another shipment in just today. And so... Okay. And that order is still out there. You folks out there, donation is $60 or more. If you got to tell us, you got to say, I want the mules, or the 2,000 mules, and we will send it to you. But
I didn't send a letter. I sent I paid the $60 on my credit card.
And yeah.
The individual who took my credit card number that I want the 2,000 mules.
All righty. Well, see, we didn't get that. So here, maybe they did, but you got to call. You got to call. Call tomorrow. Get your name and number.
All right.
And they'll know if they send it out there to you, and they will call you back. And so, and again, like I said, a last shipment just went out today. A large shipment went out today. So you're probably a couple of days away from getting it.
All right. Thank you, Pastor.
All righty. You're welcome. And we still have that, folks. When you get the 2,000 mules, please show it to people. Take it to your church. Take it to your library. We got to beat the fake news media. We got to beat what's his name, Brett Baer, and all of those that are putting out disinformation. Let's go to Christy in New York.
Yes, hello, Pastor Joe and Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Yeah, would you please offer a prayer of healing for Miss Fran? She has so many health challenges. Please, thank you.
All righty. Okay, I don't know Miss Fran. Is she saved?
Yes, she is.
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold this lady up. I don't know her, and you know her, but here's my prayer. My prayer is this, Lord, that you would bless her in every area, Lord, where she needs a blessing, Father God, and that be a healing. And, Lord, that you would do this, that you would turn her desires towards you more and more every day and every way in all things. And the same for Christy that's calling in and all of the people listening. Turn their desires towards you, Lord, in everything as we look for your imminent return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, bless you both. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christy. Let's go to Brian. Brian in Michigan.
Hi, I thought this was worth passing on. You know the verse in the Bible about the love of money is the root of all evil?
Yeah.
One time I asked my Christian friend, whose opinion I really respected, it seems like there's a lot of evil in the world that has nothing to do with money. And she said, well, the Bible says all evil. So you just have to think it out. And I thought that was really good.
No, actually, it doesn't say all evil. It says all kinds of evil, all kinds of evil. The love of money,
but all still all yeah,
is the root. Yeah, it's the root of all kinds of evil.
I mean, a lot of times it seems like it's power, or they want power. This, but if you really think it out, And then I thought it was interesting, last week you had that lady on who said some women get pregnant deliberately for the money for the abortion. You never hear about that. And that's evil.
Well, they sell their babies to institutions like the institution in Pittsburgh, where they take these live babies and dissect them alive.
Yeah, but she gave the figure, too. I thought she said $12,000 for an abortion. So sometimes they do it for the abortion. But that's a love of money, too. I mean, they don't report that in all these abortions. Who knows how many women...
No, but we do.
Don't have money. Well, that's the first time I heard it. But, in the regular news, you don't hear about that.
You're not going to either.
There's a lot of things you're not going to hear in regular news.
Yeah, but I thought even Fauci and all this stuff, the media, that's why the media reports all these lies. Take away their money, they won't report the lies tomorrow. it's all about, and you and I, we wouldn't do it because we don't, there's a lot of things I wouldn't do because I don't love money. They apparently do. And it comes down to that.
We wouldn't do it because it's not the right thing to do, and God's word, the Bible, makes it pretty clear. But I have to move on. Okay.
Stephen in St. Paul.
Okay, this is the last one. How much time do I have?
Right around 6.
Okay, well, let's go. Steve in St. Paul, he's the last call for tonight. Steve, you're in the air.
Yes, Stephen, yeah, from St. Paul. Hi, Pastor.
Hey, Stephen.
I listen to your program every weeknight coming home from work, but I have a question here. In Minnesota here, they have 2 confirmed cases of the monkeypox, and I've been hearing a lot of this about the monkeypox. And is this going to be another big health scare? Is this going to be another pandemic? What's going to happen with this monkeypox?
That was planned to be the case. That was supposed to happen on the 25th. But everybody got on to it. We were talking about it. Now, here's something you need to be concerned about. The Biden regime just bought up a whole ton of smallpox vaccines. And why do they have a whole ton of smallpox vaccines? That's what we got to be concerned about. Because these things, again, these aren't happening by accident. These are being done on purpose.
Right.
Already.
Like with that monkeypox, they started to put it out like it was the newest threat to world, and then you find out that it was mostly gay or bisexual men through sexual contact. Oh, okay, it's not the infectious disease that they were started to let on. They made it sound like this was the next COVID outbreak, and, we're going to have to do something. And now if you just abstain from sodomite sex, you probably won't have a problem. Or touch somebody that's infected.
Yep. Joe, I got to go out because we're up against it. And for you folks out there listening, I want to say for all of you out there listening, have a blessed 4th of July. And I know we're not there yet, but anyhow, God so loved the world, Joe, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Doesn't mean just to believe he exists, but believe, put your faith and trust that you believe he is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he'll do. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart, here you go, believe in thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9. And so, for all of you listening out there, earlier we played this song, "Don't Running Out of Tomorrow's Tonight." You don't want to be one of those that have run out of tomorrow's tonight. And that's going to happen all over the world, Joe, tonight. By the time we get to this time tomorrow, possibly millions of people that are here right now will not be here. They have, their soul has been required of them. And how many of them, Joe, do you think are planning on dying?
None of them. I don't think people plan on dying. Some people, that's way far away, and they pay little attention to it.
Especially a lot of the younger people, huh?
Yeah, especially the young ones.
Well,
I know most of the guys that died in Nam did plan on dying.
Yep, that's for sure.
And there was an awful lot of them that didn't plan on it.
Well, of course, yeah. And so, folks, again, here, you don't have to. This is why, you know, we give this the most important thing anyone has ever done, the most important thing that anyone has ever done is prayed to the Father, confessed their sin, repented of their sin, asked for that forgiveness, and then called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and believed, put their total belief in him, that he is who he says he is and that he will do what he says he'll do. And what happens, folks, you will become, you've got God's word on this, now God who cannot lie. This is the most important thing you'll do. You'll never do anything that will matter as much to you as that. And when you do that, God will always honor your commitment. You will be indwelled by the Holy Spirit. And for you, eternity starts. Eternity will start. And again, Joe, you've got God's word on this. Has anyone ever regretted receiving eternal life?
No.
Has anyone regretted going to heaven?
Nope, but there's a lot of people that are regretted going to hell.
Yep, and
far
boy,
more than you want to think about.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Well, we're out of time for tonight. And when we get up to this time every night, is what we always do, is those words that we say, good night and God bless, but remember this, always, 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 folks, don't ever give up. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.